Don't go to that Marina Indian place. I mean, it's been 15 years, but I still remember it.
You still remember the pain?
Ratatouille.
Yeah, because it happened while eating it.
Hurry, hurry.
Oh, really?
I was eating it. Oh. Yeah, and it was just like,
I have to go.
Prepare to die. It was like Rucker Howard at the end of Blade Runner, you know?
Too much ginger.
Just like, it's one tear. It's like teardrops in the rain.
Poop, poop, plata. Yeah, it was rough.
That is rough.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges. I love someone to crawl him to my chimney and come stuff my stocking this year. And take a lick from my peppermint stick.
You got a lot of innuendo in you.
No.
A lot of innuendo.
Well, you know what they say.
You'd rather have a innuendo in you than
I don't mind writing a check with my mouth that only my ass can cash.
Oh boy.
This is another episode! 251!
No!
252! 253!
No! Pick it up! Pick it up! Quick!
Oh, it's all wet. Yeah. He just gets so.
I got really excited
with
he
his gets worked arm. Up.
I know my Parkinson's arm is flailing.
Oh, you've just got Parkinson's arm?
Yeah. That's you can follow me at Brian Sturges and BrianSturges.com. And you can go ahead and follow Cliff Beach at Cliff Beach Music and get his book and his song and his audio. And
all
his,
the songs.
Yeah, he's going to have a book soon about withering away to nothing. And then we have. why did you hit that, Jimsy? And of course, Tim Hall, Timothy Hall Music. You might know him from fixing this garbage and making it somewhat presentable.
Yeah.
And of course,
Terry Polish.
Music. Okay.
Oh yeah.
It's weak. I have an after lunch coma right now.
Yep. A crapulous stupor.
All of that MSG is circling through my
bloodstream.
Caucasy veins. They've attacked. First it was Wuhan. Now it's sodium.
I had that.
They
album.
Had to get you.
The Wuhan clan.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, quite good. Yes.
Got your coffin check.
You don't mess with them.
The General Tso's, that guy.
Remember they made that one.
Knew how to lead a nation. Hitting on the,
every time
on the
he,
table is great audio.
Every time,
every
time he gave an order, someone was like, so?
Yeah. Oh, so?
He was known to be a little sweet and sour.
Oh, temperamental, yeah.
It's made from Coca-Cola, right?
Oh,
So, Cliff, it's the holidays.
Wait,
here we are.
Isn't that the secret of General Tso's? Isn't it Coke? Like a Coke syrup? Cola syrup?
I don't know.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is...
there might be some,
Cause,
yeah.
Because originally it's in New York, right?
Yeah, I do think they'd pour a can of soda in there.
Well.
Although I made
really?
It, I didn't put any soda in.
Have you guys done the Coke test?
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
He's a Mr. Pibb.
I do like a Pibb Extra.
Pibb Extra.
Yeah. He's like Chester.
Why did they change the names when they're classic? Because Mr. is feminine, masculine.
Oh, do they call it Pibb now?
No, it's just Pibb Extra.
Pibb Extra.
So it's not Mr. Pibb, it's just
no,
Pibb?
It's just Pibb.
You see, this is what's wrong with America.
Because he wasn't
you know
a doctor.
What I mean? Can't even Mr. Pibb keep his penis?
Only, yeah.
Must you remove it? This is a medical conversation, YouTube. Serious. Plus, this
pips.
Is a news show. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Bill, thing, have you done the Coke test?
I have. If it turns blue, I'm worried about the fentanyl.
Fentanyl, yeah.
But
yeah.
I got to tell you, when it's clean, this, I mean, I get.
He's like a
lot done. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woo.
He's raking.
He's motivated.
Raking in the snow.
I can build a cabin in 4 weeks with just twigs and Gorilla Glue, which turned out to be some sort of ape semen.
Oh,
but
you got
the
ape
same.
Semen.
Apes and gorillas. Are they the same? Apes and gorillas?
No, they're not.
They're related. They're primates, but they're not exactly the same.
Please edit this.
And a chimp. Oh, I was going to say, the
this
actual.
This one's going to be 20, 10 minutes long.
I was going to say, the Coca-Cola test. Have you done where you can clean erosion from your engine or from your car tires?
Oh, I thought it was.
Or you can put a piece of raw beef and it will
now,
disintegrate it to
nothing. Coca-Cola is the number one selling beverage in the world. Makes water look like an asshole.
Love those polar bears.
But I had a glass of Coke. Mm. Like I took an actual glass from a bottle with the ice, and it coated my teeth. And it immediately started to rot the top layer of, of enamel. I mean, I sipped it, and it coated, and it was like somehow shrinking my teeth, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's really...
Fine company.
It's really got the stuff.
And we're open to sponsorship.
When I was a kid.
Although we said you like Pib, you already fucked it up.
Oh, yeah, but
Pepsi's cool, too.
This will come back.
And weren't Dr. Pepper and Snapple together at one point as a company? Didn't they merge?
Oh, I don't know about that. All I know about Dr. Pepper is it's Texan.
I think Dr. Pepper Snapple is one company.
Dr. Snapple?
Dapple. I think it is. You can look that up, but I think they are the same parent company.
Huh.
Gatorade is owned by Quaker Oats, which is owned by PepsiCo. How do you know?
I guess
so. And they also own Aunt Jemima.
What is this shit?
Or now it's
she
just,
did. You don't. She didn't, nobody owns Aunt Jemima anymore.
Yeah. What do they call her now?
Jemima?
The Pearl Milling Company.
Pearl Milling?
Yeah. Pearl Mills Company or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got rid of her.
Huh.
What about the Jolly Green Giant? That poor bastard's got whatever, gangrene.
Oh, he's not doing
okay. Come get these gay green beans.
What?
He's a Jolly Green Giant.
Oh, Jolly.
Yeah,
okay.
He's that guy.
He's like Holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant he's like sucking a. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what else.
Come get these whacked beans, you know? Mm.
But when I was a kid, I was sick, my mom would give me Coca-Cola syrup, and that was like to help me feel less nauseous or whatever.
Just the syrup?
Cola syrup was a very famous. It was created actually as a digestive aid by a pharmacist.
Rembrandt, right? Something like that.
Oh, well.
Sistine Chapel?
Yeah. Is there a 17th one maybe?
Oh, man. We're getting closer to the holiday. You know, we're getting closer to like all of those.
Citizens Kane.
Popcorn.
My aunt still thinks I'm basically mentally slow.
He likes the movie.
Still to this day, because I never just corrected, just let it go.
Citizens.
I'm playing with
Citizens
the movies.
No, no, no. You're thinking of the Oscar award-winning motion picture. I made a small short film in a senior home.
Yeah.
Hey, I once worked at a senior home, believe it or not.
Big Daddy came.
What? Were you an orderly?
I was accused of being it.
Oh.
What did I do? I just, what did I do?
Fat you boys. Made him laugh.
I just helped out.
You really killed him there.
bingo, yeah. I mean, I.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
B2.
A lot of your grandfather's jewelry ended up in a melting pot out of Queens. Now with bars of gold that I've, like Gene Hackman movie, I've melted into a boat. I made a gold boat. Gold raft.
Yeah, man.
I use gold bond.
He's the Robin Hood of old people.
I had too much sodium. Right now, I could take a nap.
Yeah.
I could take a nap.
It. I mean, if you...
High energy. This is why Hollywood needs cocaine.
Well, I'm saying, if you weren't forced...
coffee.
If you weren't forced to volunteer or go help with elderly people, like, the elderly in those senior citizen homes are forgotten people. People don't go visit.
Oh, yes, they do. They have the most sex.
No,
your grandmother's having more sex at the Sunrise Senior Living Facility.
Oh. The sun will rise. The sun will rise, even if your penis won't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I used to live, I actually grew up across the street from a Sunrise in Maryland when I was a kid. I never saw any old people in there, but I mean, I'm sure they were there. I never went in there.
That's kind of, they're a fine company. We don't.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, classic. Oh,
but I'm
classic.
Very young.
I went in a place once. Man, they had literally all the frosted oatmeal cookies you could ever want.
Yeah,
and hard
candies. So they charge you $14,000 a week.
Oh, it's rough.
But you get free cookies.
Yeah, they already. They're like pre-digested biscuit, baby biscuits. Yes. So you can't choke.
Oh.
Baby
just melts in your throat?
Mm-hmm.
And not in your hands?
I was a Gerber graduate.
The cookies?
Oh, yeah. I love baby food. Mm-hmm. It's slimming.
Do you think people have stopped watching?
Yes. Yeah. This episode in particular is going to have some sweet numbers.
It's going to be. There needs to be. There's no direction.
We should get direction.
I get now why stores skip over holidays right to Christmas, because Christmas is the ultimate holiday.
It is the holiday time. Are you getting in the spirit? Are you getting your sweaters?
In the spirit.
Are you getting some online shopping? Are you going to Target?
Actually, I think we're right around the first day of Hanukkah.
Today.
Happy Hanukkah.
I think it's coming around.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're in that season.
8 days. Eight crazy nights.
No, we're getting
Happy Hanukkah, but we don't.
Yeah, we're not the vaccinated. We're in the middle. We're in the middle. But it's like Christmas is the holiday.
What about the war on the Sunset Strip? You know, I don't know. The Jews, that. The Puerto Ricans, the Montagues, the Jets.
The Sharks. Yeah.
Holiday. Skipping over Thanksgiving right into Christmas because I love
it. It's Christmas time. We get the tree the day after Black Friday. We get the tree in this house.
I knew
it's up.
People do
it. Fabulous.
And all the black holidays have a negative connotation. Black Friday, Black Christmas, Black Easter.
There's a Black Christmas?
Black Monday, Black Tuesday.
But those are all positive things in finance.
I don't think so. Pretty sure that's
you think it's called Black Friday? No, but you're in the black. That's why it's called Black Friday, because the companies go from in the red, which is a negative profit, into the black.
Yeah.
So it's called Black. It's not called African American Friday.
Or should it be called that?
Nah, it'll be on the won't be around a Tuesday. I don't know, whatever.
I won't be in. Hold my calls, Marjorie.
Archie Bunker. You know what? Sammy Davis better come in here and try to kiss me and see what happens.
Wouldn't I?
These references are.
Wouldn't I?
Get it?
Cunt face?
There you go.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so I was saying the holiday with gifts is the primo holiday if you were going to have to choose. That's why Christmas gets so much love.
Oh, right? I thought Martin Luther King Day would be.
There's no gifts.
That's always been my favorite holiday.
Why do you make me buy you a prime rib dinner every morning?
Well, because.
You almost demand it. What's that word with R you kept yelling at me? You're like, I want it now.
Yeah, reparation steak.
Yeah, reparation steak. You're like, you got to sing for your meal?
Yeah, exactly.
46 ounces of plump and juicy.
You know you love a steak at Pips.
Yeah, actually, that's the worst food I ever had in Los Angeles.
Oh yeah,
I've never been to Pips
multiple times.
That and that weird Indian place we went to that one time. They gave us.
I remember the times at the Barnes and Nobles where I immediately went to. Oh,
yep.
Don't go to that Marina Indian place. I mean, it's been 15 years, but I still remember it.
You still remember the pain?
Ratatouille.
Yeah, because it happened while eating.
Hurry!
Oh really?
I was eating it. Oh. Yeah, and it was just like.
I have to go.
Prepare to die. It was like Rucker Howard at the end of Blade Runner, you know?
Too much ginger.
Just like, it's one tear. It's like teardrops in the rain.
Poop plata. Yeah, that's rough.
That is rough.
Oh, my God. You know, turkeys were so cheap after Thanksgiving at Vaughn's by me. Like, they were like $10. And I was like, I wish I had a family to make a jacket turkey. But
why don't you just get through it.
I would never get through it. Actually, they're
going to make it, cut it up, and freeze it in quarters.
First of all, I don't have nothing to cut a raw turkey into like pieces.
You don't have a knife?
I'd have to cook it and then cut it.
No, you don't. You can cut it up.
I don't have a good knife.
What kind of knives do you have?
Steak knives.
That's it? You don't have like a chef knife?
What, do I look like a Cutco salesman?
But you don't have like a chef's knife? A cleaver and
stuff? No.
How do you
Because he's got the single.
No, I just like I said.
You cut with your.
When I was single, I had two knives.
Yes, you know what I mean? I cut my vegetables with a steak knife. I don't really cut that much. I get stuff pre-cut most of the time. But anyway, turkeys, $10. They were so cheap. They were.
Well, let's go get some turkeys.
And actually, the Rams, and the city did a whole giveaway. You know,
giving away.
Actually, it's going to be. It was last.
Okay, all we got left are punters. Do you want it? Do you not want it?
Last week
we close at 5.
No, they're giving away whole Christmas meals for the community over at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. That happened last week.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you pick one up?
Well, if you're homeless and you're watching this, you missed it.
Well, they have nowhere to cook it, a homeless person.
You're even a failure at this.
I haven't picked it up. I didn't pick it up because I was like, I don't have a whole family again. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like that's a whole meal of like.
Would you like me to make you some turkey?
Well, I would gladly get it and bring it to a family. I wish I knew a family who would take food randomly from me.
Don't take food randomly.
Yeah, from anybody.
I want to feed them by hand.
Eat it.
So, Holly, I got to make my cookies.
I did.
Holiday traditions. I got the tree the day after Christmas.
Yay!
We strung the lights. We have most of the ornaments up. I have a series of ornaments that I will be giving the family today as an early stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. Might have mentioned that. This is better.
You did.
Oh, I see an ornament here I wanted to talk about.
Oh, it's a broken one that my wife has me there to glue it.
Yeah, it does look broken.
It's the angel of Vino. Venus de Milo.
I don't know. The Venus de Milo I've seen had much bigger cans.
An angel gets her wings.
That's all I care about.
You know how you earn your wings. You've earned your wings.
Oh, B.B. King. I love my, my was it, my Sweet Little Angel?
My Sweet Little Angel.
I love her best when she spreads her wings.
Oh, interesting.
They're getting younger every day.
They were implicating sex. I realized on some previous episodes that if I whisper and actually whisper, that you can't hear it.
Yeah.
So
I boost it, though.
Well, when I think about music, you know, like you think about WAP, you know? Like now people say outlandish things. To me, like, that's not interesting. I like it more when it was like innuendo in there, because I feel like that takes more skill.
For sure. Yeah, but everything's easy and dumb now.
Well, you could tell. Like when you see like old literature or like letters from the 1800s, like kids were like Shakespeare. Yeah. And now.
Oh, Mary Shelley, 19. She wrote Dr. Frankenstein.
In a weekend.
Frankenstein's
it was
doctor.
It was a bet against her husband, who was also a writer, and two other people. They were all staying a long weekend. Who can write the scariest story?
At a campfire, right?
Yeah.
Bunch of nerds. Bunch of nerds with your books.
I love Frankenstein.
And I don't know why I get in trouble for burning books when I burn CDs on the 90s.
Uh-huh. And see, people who like the movies, like Mr. Sturgis over here, they often mistake, when people say Frankenstein, they think of the Bolt guy. But he's Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein is the doctor.
Oh, you said Bolt guy. I thought you said bald guy.
Bolt.
Yeah.
Where's Bolt?
That story is you saying.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, so people are like, oh, that's Frankenstein. It's like, no. That's Frankenstein's monster, who we don't know if he ever had a name.
Yes. I yelled at the smallest children when they're saying trick or treat. I'm like, you're not Frankenstein.
You're Frankenstein's monster.
Now get the fuck out of my neighborhood.
I
have one of those doors that are like 20 feet tall by 8 feet wide, and I slam it. Sometimes you get just the tip of their finger.
What's your favorite Christmas movie? Someone asked me that, and I said Gremlins. And they're like, that's not a Christmas movie. It is.
It is a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
It's Gremlins, Die Hard, they're all Christmas
movies. These people suck. They're like, oh, it's got to be. You know, if it happens during Christmas, it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. Of course there's Home Alone and those, you know.
Christmas movie, yeah.
Exactly. But what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I mean, A Christmas Story. That's the
classic.
Yeah.
Fragile.
That's a classic.
Italian.
Clean. Clean, family-friendly.
Drink more old scene.
Yeah, there we go.
I just was Secret afraid decoder. Of that kid licking the pole. I didn't lick a pole outside for many years.
Yeah.
This Christmas.
Someone just asked me about that song, and the funny thing about Donny Hathaway, This Christmas, is that even though it was released in the 70s and he had already died by the 80s, that song didn't actually become popular until a renaissance in the 90s, where it became a Christmas classic. When it came out in the 70s, it kind of came and went. Just like, oh, cool, but it took 20 years before it was.
How's he doing now?
Not so good.
Oh.
He's dead now.
We're still debating if he actually was a suicide or, you know, he fell out of a window. Was it an accident?
Oh, really?
You're going to fall out of a window if you don't give me my money.
Well, he's right. I mean, you know, he did have gambling debts. So,
Stella Adler.
Apparently. Were you trying to be Stella Adler?
I am the ghost.
Channeling.
Of,
If it's Christmas, you're Stella Adler?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Stella Adler.
That'll get a groan.
Yes.
Biden supporter.
Oh, yes. Next year's an election year. So get ready to argue with your aunt on Face Twitch.
And get ready. Coming up in a future episode, I want to
see... Also a Parkinson's reference.
Yeah, face time.
I already have my
Back to the Future
Christmas 4. Sweater on deck.
To
I'm
the
ready
hospital.
For that. I don't think they're actually that ugly.
Straight to the emergency room, please.
Yeah. That's all right.
Make him want to go to Big Bear. I'm going to make it happen.
You want to go to Big Bear?
Mm-hmm.
We should all go to Big Bear in a cabin and watch Equalizer.
let's make it more complicated.
That would be fun. I like popcorn.
We'll get an Airbnb.
Christmas popcorn tins. Mm.
Now...
Eight,
I had this argument with my bride.
Seven.
The flavors when I was a kid were plain popcorn, cheddar, and caramel. But now what she's saying is her whole life, it was white cheddar,
yellow cheddar,
and then caramel. Which is it? Mine, where I'm from, it was the originals, the plain ones.
I mean,
I've seen it both
smart
ways.
Food.
But if you mix them all three together, cheddar, white, and the caramel, that's Chicago mix. Or is it just caramel and cheese? I think caramel
Chicago,
and cheese is Chicago mix.
Yeah, the cheddar. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
But in France, I remember at the movie theaters, I saw Avatar, the original one, when it came out in 2000, 2009 into 2010. And you have to ask. You have to ask for, because you go to get popcorn and they're like, "Do you want salty or sweet?" Like,
oh really?
No. Like, it's not like here where it's only salty. It's very well known. And if you don't ask, you end up with sweet popcorn before kettle corn.
What is a sweet popcorn? Do they pour sugar on it?
Yeah, they put sugar on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
They pour some sugar on me. Oh, is Michael McDonald coming?
Yeah, he came in. He surprisingly has a lot of albums.
I'm just happy to be around looking through background gigs. If anybody needs me, thanks.
He's around.
Just stop forgetting. No. These references. How old do you have to be to
the 40-year-old virgin really did well of him.
Burt Lancaster.
I love Burt Lancaster. Is this Hollywood Squares?
That's Alec Baldwin on doing Burt Lancaster, telling the story of the different size pens.
Sounds riveting.
And then, one of them on, what was that? Tough Guys. It was Kurt Douglas and Burt Lancaster. And one of them had a Sharpie and signed it, the big name.
Oh, that,
and
brought
a stack over with a ballpoint pen and then waited for him to come to his trailer with a Sharpie. Because it's like,
you got to beat him.
You got to beat him.
That's fun.
What?
I don't think I like what just happened here.
Yeah. He's
Parkinson's.
Top Gun.
Oh, no.
Top Gun Maverick. I still need to see that.
He's got the shake weight version of the SM7B.
I love Kirk Douglas. I haven't seen a lot of his movies, but I do enjoy the theater.
How is he?
That's good. Michael Douglas still
He's still alive, though, right?
No, Kirk. The theater. Kirk definitely died.
Oh, he did?
No, theater's still around. They have Dog Boy.
Between
the musical or whatever. Dog City, Man,
what
musical.
The fuck did you do with these plastic bus lanes?
Yeah, what
you
did
had
you
had a beautiful... You had a beautiful, what do you call it, kind of turn of the century, I don't know, 20s.
Gaslight district.
Yeah, the Great Gatsby sort of vibe going. And then you put up all these plastic things for buses and for cars. It looks like shit. So, I don't know, can someone, go ahead, cut this out, put this on the next Culver City thing. But it looks so bad. Yeah. Bus lanes.
And it's just confusing.
You can't wait. You're on the bus.
No.
What are you in a big hurry for? Where are you going on a bus that you got to be there?
We should
You'll never get there on time.
We should rent an AMC theater and watch The Equalizer.
At a cabin?
At the AMC cabin in Big Bear.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Classic stuff. No, but I'm excited.
Hey, what do you want for Christmas? What's your Christmas list?
Well, it used to be my two front teeth. I got those back.
That's good.
Tony Curtis. I know. Most people don't know that you were married to Tony Curtis from 1994 to 1998.
Oh, well.
What a time.
The truly odd couple.
Truly.
But we said roommates back then.
Yes.
Yes.
I smoked a big green cigar.
We weren't fooling anyone. No, I don't know. I'm not really thinking about anything on my grown-up
I'm sorry. I was so bored. I bored myself to sleep on my own podcast.
You know what? I've been getting into books. I got a couple of Tai Chi books.
Let's talk about books. This will really give everybody's dick hard.
Well, that's what I use for the bookmark.
Whatever. You're spineless.
Oh, God. Yeah, sticky pages.
What are you pre-jumping to the TikTok?
Are we already?
Look at you pre-jumping. I saw what time it was. You can't wait to wrap it up. You're full of channel sows.
Well, you guys do trees. You do trees. Like, you have a tree. You have a tree,
I have a
right?
plastic
Yeah.
For tree. The same price, yeah. So he has a tree. I get to pay.
I have nothing because, I just live by myself. I don't ever put one up.
You
I
was don't even thinking put up like a little poster?
Like a Charlie Brown, you know?
They have tiny ones at Home Depot like that.
A little tiny baby.
They're only like $150, right?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to get one of those pop-ups. Or something, just to have it on the desk. I gave myself flowers last week. It was great.
Sent yourself flowers?
I did.
Miley Cyrus style?
And I was like, you shouldn't. I didn't. Oh,
what did the card say?
Huh? What? No, I just went to the. I just got them. No, I just
you're
got them.
Beautiful.
You're someone. You're special.
Beautiful.
What's that? SNL.
Pat?
Yeah.
No, I just got them at the grocery store because I saw my vase had been empty so long. I was like, I should put flowers on my desk. So I did. And it really did add life to the room. I was like, so maybe I'll get a tree. That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
A little desk tree, with a little gift for myself, It's been quite lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, pull in. Lean in, America. It's been sad.
New chapter of Cliff's holiday plea. Go look at the camera three. Go.
Well, let's just say the dating apps have been a wash this season. Still holding out for the best. Unfortunately, as you know, my last ex is looking better every day. So, them's the bricks. I said, oh, I saw a picture.
Yeah, but how is she doing with her goals?
The goals, not so much. But I will say.
Do you now that you're not getting laid care less about the goals?
Yep. I don't care about the goals.
Yeah, you can give a shit.
I made a mistake.
Yep.
I take it back. I would. She rocks red and black better than me. And.
Even now?
And then I was like, I remember I bought that top. I bought that purse. I said, man, I really filled her out with a lot of stuff. I thought she would toss everything. So I said, well, at least she kept the stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Then
how are you seeing all this stuff?
Oh.
Instagram.
Yeah, that's the real question.
I still follow.
You still follow her?
Yeah, I still follow. I know. I should unfollow.
Does she follow you?
Probably. People don't unfollow people anymore.
Oh.
And I got a message from her best friend about something else. And I was like, oh, yes. Yes. Yes, that's when cum gets
still in.
No, I do. I do have regrets. I feel like I could have let it roll. I mean, I think I still made the right choice, but still.
Well, this way we get to go and we'll go to the brunch together. Just the
there
two
you
of
go.
Us.
I can't. I'll be at NAMM. Yeah. NAMM this year on the Grand Yamaha Grand main stage this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, nice.
Stage
is this the first time
the
I'm hearing about this?
Yeah.
Nice.
Closing day, 1 p.m., great slot, and on the Yamaha Grand Plaza stage. We're tanking the bangers and so many other great people played. So we went from the side stage now to main stage.
Now, it's your birthday.
It is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
In between episodes.
Is it? So basically this...
episode.
Right, but when this is, but that'll be after your birthday.
Yeah.
This is our moment to officially wish this handsome young man a Merry Cliffmas. His birthday is this week. Do you want to say how old you are? 53,
looking better than ever.
Doesn't
look a day over 53.
He'll date just 16 and up. Depends on the provinces in Canada.
Yeah.
Up to 75.
Oh, Canada.
From sea to shining sea.
I did have a delicious granola bar from Canada.
The ground I stood in my bare feet brought me to an early grave. I had the penis Canada. Every year, let the holidays make you gay this Cliffmas time of year. Could you,
yeah, we'll make something special.
Auto tune that up a little bit.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
back, just go, you know, be like,
oh, yeah, give me some Christina Aguilera flares.
Happy holidays and happy Cliffmas to me.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Looking good. How she looks.
You didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, why stand on a piece of oak? And you can stand on a
Don't
bucket.
Marry him.
So, but what was the point of standing on anything at all?
Because she'll have
because it has
shoes
the length.
On, and then she probably wants to see where to maybe to cut it.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's some good thinking. I'll buy that.
To the wives!
There's no shoes. She wasn't wearing like 12-inch heels.
Okay, we have to watch that again. If you look, so this is a problem. You have to watch this. In the back, there is a man who is being lifted up by stage wires like an angel. And if you hear him at the last second, he's freaking out that he's yelling because he's about to fall, but the auto-tune corrects it. So let's watch it again.
Does
or
he
for
say,
the
oh,
first
shit,
time, depending
or something?
On your... Yeah.
I got it the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost, you missed it, but then it was funny.
Oh, you have to watch closely at these. If you're driving, make sure you have this on the wide screen.
Yeah, But Dunkin' Donuts could definitely be doing that up in the, you know, his project.
Yeah.
He's not losing that tool. That's
for sure. Yeah, that's where I mean, I've learned. You learn on this show.
Especially when you're up in Atlanta.
Now, Tim couldn't do it. It's a Bob Vila trick. Yeah. His relatives were taking that medicine, no acetol. No acetol.
I can't buy a car.
Good Lord. I guess that's one way to store it.
But can he carry?
How many? He just.
Do you remember those days? Hey, happy 4-year anniversary of this man for not having a cocktail. Cheers to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those days. You got to get it in. I don't know why he couldn't carry, but.
Uh-oh. Slippery. That's a good.
That would have been a good closer.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yes!
He saves it!
Yeah.
I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
He's a professional.
I don't know who thought skating around singing it, like skating to there and back would have been better, but it's hilarious.
Well,
it's
I think I see him on TikTok today.
Oh, really? Still skating?
And the guy who sang...
It's not easy.
You were right. The guy who sang the Soul Glow was not the same
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, not the same guy. But he's invited to the picnic.
Oh. He's just showing off.
You really have to watch.
I closed it for me.
This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am that Brian Sturgis. You follow me at Brian Sturgis on YouTube and BrianSturgis.com. You can also follow Cliff Beach, Cliff Beach Music, and his book, Side Hustle and Flow on Amazon. He has a new book coming out, How to Lose Weight by Not Eating and Having Probably...
Tapeworm?
Yeah, some sort of those 6-foot tapeworms in his colon.
Oh,
slash
great.
Anus. And of course, Timothy Hall, you know him best from his famous granola recipe where he adds ground pumpkin squirrels.
Yep. Oh, that's good stuff.
Hey, it's the holidays. Are you getting treats? Have you got your shopping done? It's been 2 weeks since I told you better be shopping. Did you get something for the lady yet, fellas? I hope so. Because if not, you're going to have to get these irregular sizes at Ross where the one arm is up. It's all messed up. You rip, but you can't rip the tag off because you have to return it, but you don't want it to know. So you have to, like, take it out slowly so that if you need to put it back, that you can put the tag back. You know, we'll see you next time.